about some of the halachas of Hagba. Talking about the inner covenant of Torah, talking about the halachas of doing the Hagba properly. Now, theoretically, for the purpose of just rolling up the Sefer Torah, we do not need to lift the Sefer Torah up. We can just slip the tie that we're using to tie the Sefer Torah underneath it, tie it, and that's all we have to do. So why are we doing Hagba? So actually, the purpose of Hagba is not to roll up the Sefer Torah. The purpose of Hagba is to show the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur. And you'll notice that the Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought down, he brings this down in the Siman before Kriyas HaTorah, because that's actually the minute that the Svaradim have, that they, when they take the Sefer Torah out, they show the Ksav to the Tzibur before they lay it. They show the Ksav to the Tzibur before they lay it, not afterwards, the way we do it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says to do it. We do it instead of the minhag Ashkenaz, says do it afterwards, but the purpose is to show the ksav to the tzibur. So the real goal over here is to hold it up in such a way that we're showing the ksav to the tzibur, and then to roll the Sefer Torah in a proper way that we should be safe for the Sefer Torah. So the first step is to show the ksav to the tzibur. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to pick it up in such a way that the tzibur can see that. So you have to turn the Sefer Torah around to make sure that everybody in the tzibur is able to see the ksav. When the people in the tzibur, the tzibur see the ksav, they say, "V'zoyis haTorah shesom moishon v'zayim b'nei sol." They're pointing to the Torah. They're saying, "This is the Torah." They're not referring to the klaf. The klaf is not the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The klaf was produced a few years ago. The ksav is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. So when they have to be able to see the ksav, they say, "V'zoyis haTorah." And the point of the Hagba is to show the ksav of the Torah to everybody. Everybody should have a chance to see the ksav. There's a brought down in the local. There's a mile to actually be able to actually read the letters of the ksav. Some people come forward to do that mile. That's not a chiyuv. But the person does not say it's a Torah until he actually sees the ksav. The person who's lifting the Sefer Torah up should make sure that everybody in the tzibur has an opportunity to do that. He first turns to his right. When he turns to his right, he's showing the ksav to the people who be on his left side. Because as he turns to the right, he's now showing people that way. Then he turns to his left and he's showing people on the other side. And he should make sure the people in the front can see as well. So he has to turn far enough that the people in front can see the ksav as well. The preferred amount to open the Sefer Torah is three columns. Not more than that, not less than that. You're showing a significant amount of the Sefer Torah to the tzibur. And obviously you should give the Hagba to a person who has the ability to do this safely. He has the strength to be able to hold it up and show it to everybody the way he's supposed to, and then sit down with the Sefer Torah. The idea of opening up the Ksav many, many columns is not good for the Sefer Torah. It's stretching it sometimes. It's not such a good idea. It's also not necessarily safe. And the people do it sometimes. They think they're supposed to show a large amount. That's not required at all. There's no heter mitzvah in that. You might get a little bit of gaib out of it, but there's no heter mitzvah involved in that. When we roll the Sefer Torah, when we tighten the Sefer Torah, you want to tighten it on the stitching. Because if a person tightens too much, it will tear on the stitching and not on the ksav. When a person opens the Sefer Torah up, the same thing, he's opening, he's pulling it, he wants to open it up with the stitching in the middle. So when you open up the Hagba, you do the Hagba, the stitching should be in the middle. When you tighten it, you're tightening it, the stitching should be in the middle. This way, any pressure you're putting on the tefira of the tefer, not on the klaf itself, which chashoma shouldn't tear. Because the garlo and the magbia are being oisik in rolling the Sefer Torah and closing it up, etc. So Shabbos morning, by the haftarah should not start. The brachas of Torah should not start because they also have a chiyuv to hear the brachas of the haftarah and to focus on it. You should not start the brachas of Torah till the Sefer Torah has been fully closed and covered. On Mondays and Thursdays, we say the tefillah of Avinu Shel Hashamayim, Yehi Ratzon, right? So that tefillah that we say on Mondays and Thursdays, it's not a key of gomer, it's a minig. So therefore, that they can start while they're tying up the Sefer Torah, that can be started already. The same thing if some places do not have a minig to hold the Sefer Torah for the Kamoli, they say Kamoli, they say Mishaberach, that can be done while they're rolling. One other thing you cannot do is in a case where you have two Sefer Torah, you're taking out two Sefer Torah, they should not open the second Sefer Torah until the first Sefer Torah has been completely closed. Sometimes in a rush, they're busy. The Magbi and the girl are taking care of Sefer number one. Let's open a Sefer number two. You do not the the Gabbai and the Balkare and the Shulchan should not open up the second Sefer Torah until the first Sefer Torah is totally taken care of and closed properly. Have a good morning.